program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are. Did you notice we finish each other's sentences?
We are doing it.
Starting out the show from the top.
I mean, finishing each other's sentences, that is.
Yes.
Hey, welcome.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing, not the other thing. Later for that.
Later.
Hey, today's show is about gravity, the greatest teacher.
What makes gravity the greatest teacher? That's what we'll find out today.
But in order to get the most out of the show, let's start at the top. Ready? Here we go.
Listening.
Yeah.
Most of us think we listen, but really we listen to our thoughts about what's being said rather than actually hearing what's being said. Now, the interesting thing about actually hearing what's being said is it will pull you into the current moment of your life. But what you got to do in order to get pulled into the current moment is let go of what you're thinking and hear what whoever is speaking is saying. Sounds simple. Maybe it's not quite so simple because you've got a very facile mind, you're very smart, and so you think about everything rather than just let it go in.
And so that's a challenge with listening. That's the game with listening, is to slow down, get here, open up, hear what's being said. I'm sure we're having people calling in today. Listen to us, listen to them. Rather than your thoughts about what's being said, actually just tune in and listen to the words that are coming through your ears.
Right. Now look, our approach is not problem-solution oriented. Not that you won't solve those problems and you won't come up with solutions. However, it's not what our approach is about. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic in nature. It is anthropological. An anthropologist is someone who studies cultures to discover how a culture functions, not to discover why it functions the way it does, but just to notate how they do things. If you took that approach to your own life, it would become very easy, very simple, and your life would transform.
I actually saw it on Monday night. Shai and I were away for a couple of weeks on a writing sabbatical down in the Bahamas. It was cold down there, colder than it is here in New Jersey today, I have to say, with the wind and everything going. It was chilly. It was great, but it was chilly. So we came back. We hadn't seen people for a couple weeks. And I noticed as some of the people came in on Monday night, they were walking in their stories. Like things had happened in their lives that had knocked them, either rocked them back on their heels or knocked them off center. And what was really neat was to watch people's faces as they listened to each other and forgot their story, forgot to work on their problems, and the problems just disappeared. We got emails from people all week. Well, it's only been 2 days, but it feels like a long time, from people talking about how things just got miraculously easier. That's what's possible today simply by listening.
Right. Because, see, most of the time we listen to our own internal conversation, which is constantly commenting and finding fault with the way things are going in our lives. Or sometimes it says things are going good, but then it smacks you back with the other side of that coin, like things aren't going so good. Or you start worrying about future that hasn't arrived yet. So our approach, again, is anthropological, and there are three basic ideas that form the basis of instantaneous transformation. The first one is anything you resist, that dominates your life. It persists, it grows stronger, and it is all you can think about. Whatever you're resisting is what you cannot stop thinking about.
It eats your thoughts. You can be reading a book, and suddenly you've read a page, and you have not read anything because you're involved in an internal conversation about that which you resist.
Right.
It affects your health. It affects everything. It's not a big problem. We all do it. But once you recognize that what you resist persists, grows stronger, you have a choice. Particularly when you realize the second principle. You can only be resisting something when you're resisting it. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. You can't be anywhere different. You can't be any way different. You can only be you. Big sigh of relief.
Now, you see, in one respect, that idea that you can only be the way you are is a little depressing, if you will, because, you know, we human beings like to think we have free choice and that we're independent beings and that our environments don't affect us. But the reality of it is, in this moment of now, when my finger snapped, you couldn't see, but you might have heard, you could have only been exactly the way you were when my finger snapped, or if I clapped my hands. In that moment, you could only be exactly as you are, sitting. Your body posture can only be what it is. Your thought process can only be what it is. In each moment of your life, you can only be exactly as you are. And the moment goes by so quick because it becomes the next moment. So that's the second principle. You can only be exactly as you are in any moment of your life, and that goes back over time, and you could have only been the way you were in all those things you think you should have done differently.
So third principle.
Anything that you see.
And allow to be awareness. Allow to be exactly as it is, completes itself.
And allowing is not accepting. See, accept says, oh, I don't like it, but okay, I'll accept it. Allowing is actually seeing the way something is and suspending judgment, just noticing it for what it is, not what you would prefer. See, our preferences get in the way of our life. Now, how this relates to gravity as the greatest teacher is gravity has no preferences.
I love that.
See,
I love that we just paused after that. It does not have an agenda, an outcome it wants you to fulfill. No intended result. It's not driving forward to anything.
It doesn't care.
It just is.
See, that line from The Fugitive.
I love that line from The Fugitive.
When Tommy Lee Jones,
I'm innocent.
And Tommy Lee Jones says, I don't care. See, gravity doesn't care.
It's not interested in right and wrong and good and bad and innocent and guilt. It just is. It's a consistent force.
It's a phenomenon.
It's a phenomenon.
Of consistency. So here's the thing with gravity. Every time, if you lean over too far, you fall. There is no way. If I took a glass and pushed it across the countertop until half the glass was on the edge, it would teeter there. If I pushed it so that more than half the glass was over the edge, it will every time it will fall. It cannot help but fall because that's the nature of gravity. It pulls you down every time you get off balance. And if you notice, you've learned to walk on 2 feet for the most of you. I mean, some of you, I don't know your particular circumstances, you may be in a wheelchair. But if you try to get out of that wheelchair and you don't do it right, gravity will pull you over, and it won't feel sorry for you for being in a wheelchair.
But, you
know,
not
sentimental.
When you say that, Chad, I remember we were speaking to a lovely friend of ours in Germany, Katja, who's boyfriend currently has got a type of blood cancer, and it affected his balance. And there was a while there while getting out of bed, he would fall. And then what was really neat was he approached it like gravity. It wasn't this awful thing. It wasn't an emotional thing. It was, I have to find a way to compensate now. Now, how can I do this? How can I do this? Rather than having a whole sentimental
feeling sorry for himself,
offended by gravity, it just is.
Now, you see, let's take it to children. See, as parents, we want our kids to like us. Gravity, on the other hand, doesn't care whether our children like it or not. Every time they lean over too far, they're pulled down to the ground by gravity, because gravity doesn't care that they were a good child yesterday. And gravity doesn't care whether you like it or not for pulling you over. So, but as parents, we want the kids to like us, you see. So then we try to excuse, we don't have consistency. We excuse their behavior sometimes rather than be consistent. There was something else, but I can't recall. So
that's all right. It'll come back to you. As long as I mentioned Katya and Hans, I just want to say hi to both of them. We hear Hans's blood tests have come back far better than they expected, and he's doing well. So we're just sending out a hello and an energetic boost for your next stage in the journey. Just because I was thinking of it. Gravity. Other aspects of gravity. It doesn't want to be liked. It doesn't discriminate. I love that. It doesn't matter if you are an atheist or a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim or a Buddhist or anything else. It doesn't act differently on anybody. You know, for all of our friends in Europe, gravity is not treating you differently than it's treating all of us in the American, the Canadian community. And wherever else you are listening in the world, gravity does not discriminate. And in our thoughts, that's where we get ourselves in trouble. We think ourselves to death. Isn't that cool? I kind of like that. Your thoughts really work on you, work on the situation, drops into problem solution. And we're going to be talking more about it when we come back, because gravity truly is the greatest teacher. Come on back with us.
And don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Speaking of the Excellence Club, if you're not yet on our email newsletter, sign up today. It's great. You get articles of the month, podcasts. You get lots of information, and also you get connected up to the blog, blog on our website. In fact, you can go up there. There's a blog about our more recent trip to the Bahamas and how where we were doing our writing sabbatical. And you can find out more about how inspiring you all were to us while we were gone. It's a Transformational Moments blog. It's at the top of our website. And it's also something you can get access to by joining our email list. That being said, we have
a guest,
a caller on the line. Vin, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now,
hi.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Excellent. We had a chance to chat with Vin briefly over the commercial, and he says it's cold there today.
Yeah, it's really cold. It's just about freezing here.
We had
a short spell where it seemed that spring was here, but yeah, now it's apparently back to winter.
So,
let's hope
you have
that
a question for us.
Yes, I do have a question.
Please.
And, yeah, speaking about gravity, the first thing that gravity usually reminds me of is weight.
Okay.
And, that is a bit of a topic for me because the thing is, as a child, I definitely had more weight than the average child.
Okay.
So, and I heard a lot from my parents, especially about what I should be eating, how much I should be eating.
Right.
And it appears that, even though I don't have that weight issue so much anymore, that I've taken over their judgmental behavior, and especially if I have good meals or something, then, I can't help myself from thinking afterwards, was that too much? Was that okay? Should I take it easy for the next few days? It starts a loop and never-ending loop.
Really. Well, okay.
Yeah.
The first thing, Shai's got something for you, but the first thing I've got is I'm really clear that your parents did their very best with you. So in a certain respect, you need to, forgive them if they were erring on the side of trying going to teach you something in a way that wasn't just flattened gravity, but had energy, because they did care. They were sentimental. They wanted the outcome. They were going for the future.
They were wanting the best for you. You see, gravity doesn't care what you do. Gravity doesn't care if you overeat or not. But your parents did. And you didn't. Yeah. You don't resist gravity. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I
mean, you know now not to resist gravity. Because every time you ever resisted gravity, you fell on your butt.
Exactly.
You know, so now you know that if you lean over too far, if you get too far off balance either way, anyway, gravity's going to pull you over. You know that now, yes?
Yes,
Now,
I
do you ever complain to yourself about how gravity taught you?
No.
Because gravity didn't care whether you liked it or not.
I mean, you don't get out of bed in the morning and have a conversation with yourself about how unfair it is that you're not walking on the ceiling, that you're walking on the floor.
No, I don't.
And you know, your parents, they had an agenda. They cared. They wanted you to be healthy. They wanted you to be happy. Now, what did you do? You resisted their supporting you. And so what you come away with is they did it wrong. It's their fault that I have this conversation. It's not their fault.
Now, here's the cool thing. It's now your conversation. You may have heard it from them. I speak English. I'm absolutely clear. I got that from my parents as my primary language. I'm not blaming them for it. It's just a fact. So I speak English. You speak, what language do you speak in as your primary language, Vin?
German with my parents.
Okay. So German in your thoughts. And so now it comes up in regards to how you've eaten. Here's the thing. If you don't resist that conversation.
See, you think you should be over the conversation about food. But that's one of the primary things you resisted. You got attention from your parents by eating or not eating.
Yeah, I tell you something. Be in a household with a young child for a week, and you will see day after day of throwing peas or of no, I don't want that, or oh, no. There's all sorts of things around food because it gets
attention. And children need attention. So the way you got attention was through eating.
We got a very neat email this week from our friend Ralph. He was writing us an email about something, and he's a German speaker, and he's in Cologne, you know him. And he looked up the word patient because he wanted to make sure he was using the right word. And he was really surprised to see that patience is about without annoyance or anger and that it's complaint-free.
See, and that's the way gravity is. Gravity isn't never annoyed with you if you do something that it doesn't support. It just pulls you over. Gravity is never angry with you. Gravity doesn't punish you with the addition of energy like anger or chastisement. It doesn't say you are a bad boy. It just pulls you down every time, and then you learn not to do those things.
And here's what's neat.
Unless you like laying on the ground.
What's neat, then, is we saw you not that far long ago because you were with us in Costa Rica. And for if people have never met you, they wouldn't know that you struggle with weight in your thoughts because you're a fairly fit kind of guy. So obviously, whatever you've done in the past, what your parents did, has worked. However, you're adding a little something extra that you don't need in order to continue to move forward and be fit, and that is the chastising yourself, the second-guessing yourself, the talking to yourself. With awareness, you know whether or not you need to, if you've had a large meal, eat a little less for the next couple of days in order to maintain a healthy weight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
And you know something? It's an old story. I have a thought, though. What does worrying about your weight save you from?
health problems, maybe?
No, nothing. I don't think you have to worry about your weight in order to not have health problems. Because right now you're at a healthy weight, in my experience. So
but that's not the point. My question is, if you see, no, the second principle of instantaneous transformation is that no two things can occupy the same space or same VIN at the same time. So if you're complaining to yourself about food or how you eat, what does that save you from?
From everything else that I should be doing.
Should be doing, want to do, and aren't. Giving yourself permission to do, dating.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yes, because your mental hard drive gets filled, and then you know, because no two things occupy the same space.
It's a lot less confronting, too, you know. You can complain to yourself. Look, this old complaint is like an old friend. It's been there forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So when in doubt, get lost in the complaint about how much you're eating or what you should eat or shouldn't eat, and then blame it on your parents so you don't have to be responsible for it. It's a great strategy, just isn't very satisfying.
And you know what? It's a successful strategy that was put together by a younger version of you going forward in time, and now just by seeing it without judging it, you have the possibility for something else. Gravity is neutral.
It doesn't care.
There's a neutrality in saying, I talk to myself about this rather than answering that email or going up on a dating site and or stepping out my door. Most people have familiar stories that they worry and converse to themselves about.
That replay in their thoughts all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
And this just happens to be yours.
Hey, do we get to see you in Hamburg in April for our courses there?
Very likely. I also have a business trip in April to Mexico coming up. I'm not exactly sure of the dates yet.
Oh, well, I hope it all works around each other.
So we can see you again.
Very quickly, everybody in the European community, if you're listening to this live and you're not listening to it on the archive, the United States goes forward in time 2 weeks before you. So for the next 2 weeks, on March 17th and March 24th, 2010, you will be needing to listen to the show if you want to listen to it live an hour earlier. So it will be 5:00 Central European time, and it will be 4:00 in the UK. So just wanted to give you the heads up. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in, Ben.
Come on back, everyone. We'll be back shortly. Don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health.
health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
We not only finish each other's sentence, we simo-speak.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Hey, I want to let you all know a few things upcoming. Next Monday night, the Monday Night Alive in New York City is a special themed evening called Got Passion. So we're doing an evening on passion. You're invited. You're invited to bring your friends. If you're in the New York area, invite whomever. Got Passion is the theme. And then we're also fortunate on Tuesday because we get to speak with the international community.
Mostly in Europe.
Europe and the UK. So if you are listening from that area and you want to know whether or not you're close to a hub where you can get on the call, there's several places in Switzerland and quite a few
in Germany, and a couple in England.
In Vienna, etc. Go up on our website. You can find out where and how to contact. We'd love to have you on the call. And also, we are not this weekend coming up, but the following weekend is our new course in New York City, Step Into Your Brilliance. We've had calls from people from Dublin thinking of coming. We do have people coming in from all over. You're invited. It's not too late to join us. So,
yes, dear.
We have a caller on the line.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Stephanie, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Switzerland.
Excellent.
It's cold there.
Yes, it is.
We were talking to Stephanie on the break, and we were comparing
temperatures.
It's on the Celsius scale, it's 22 here, and it's minus 4 there, which means on Fahrenheit, it's 24 degrees there and 54 here. So it's chilly. Do you have a call for us? Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I have one.
Well,
please.
It's how can I align for the wishes of my heart so I don't hold back and also take the actions?
I think the holding back is the wishes of your heart.
See, I think that you have old mechanical ways of relating to life that you put together as a child that you resist now, and they stick around.
Okay.
So that you tell yourself you want to do something, you at the same time have a break on.
Yes.
Where you won't give it to yourself.
But at the same time, you put a pressure on yourself to be different. So you lock yourself. I mean, we received an email from you this week, Stephanie, where you were talking about how you had a really nice connection, you know, like eye flirting, like seeing a person across a train, and you two connected up, and then you were being rather hard on yourself for not having approached him and said something or tried to further the connection.
Yes, that's true.
And so why I say it is true to your heart, and that when you got out of the train, you lost sight of this person and you never got together and then you walked away with regret. It's only the regretting part that's biting you, not the flirting part. Not, it's like for some reason that flirting isn't enough. You think you need to take it to the next step in order to be okay.
But whatever the next step is, it's never okay. Do you notice how you beat on yourself, whether you do or don't go further?
Yes, it's true.
Your life is this pendulum swing. I had this beautiful moment of flirting. I had this awful moment where I didn't follow up. I had another beautiful moment, and it's like this sentimental journey back and forth where...
But given what you've told us, no matter what you do, you find fault with you.
That's true.
Yes. So you need to find a space in yourself, Stephanie, of compassion for yourself and for compassion for being the way you are right now. See, if you do allow yourself, and this is not as a manipulation to get you to change, but if you do allow yourself to be exactly as you are, that way of being will complete itself. But when you resist how you've been being, then you keep that way of being stuck in place. And when you allow yourself to feel what you're feeling and see it for what it is without trying to change it or fix it, it will complete itself.
Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the biggest challenges for all of us well-meaning people who are interested in excellence and personal growth. This idea of seeing something and not doing anything with it, it just seems so opposite.
Well, it seems irresponsible in a way because, you know, we've all been taught that if you want to have something happen, you've got to do something about what you see, and that isn't the case all the time. Sometimes it is necessary to do something, but frequently it's not. Seeing is enough for completion if you do not judge yourself for the way you've been being.
You know, I'm getting a really funny picture. Shai and I fly fish, and one of the things that can happen sometimes when you're operating where you're using really, really fine filament tip at the end of the fly fishing line is you can sometimes get a rat's nest of tied up thing, and your first impulse is to pull it apart. You want to get it straight and get it clear, and it never works that way. If you yank on it, you only make it into
much, much worse. Then you can to where you cannot get rid of it.
And then you cannot go forward. It's more like being patient and simply seeing and looking and watching. And as we were talking to you earlier, Stephanie, and we were outlining that it's your heart's desire, you have your brakes on, it's as if you're tied up in this very, very fine filament. And if you just
relax
and allow yourself to be you, it's like, I know you've heard us use this analogy before, our version of gravity is the slack jaw school of enlightenment, where you go, huh, look, I enjoyed flirting with him. Huh, look, I think I should move forward and speak to him, and I'm not. Huh, there, he's looking at me again. Huh, I didn't do anything else. Now I'm walking out of the station. Well, you're noticing, of course I added an awful lot of talking there, but you're noticing without judging what you see.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's lovely to hear the smile in your voice. Did you have something else and it came and went, Shell?
It went.
I was in the midst and it came and went. So, cool. Do you have anything else for us?
I'm looking forward to the call next week, and I'm very grateful for what you said.
Oh, thank you very much, Stephanie.
So, do you go to one of the Swiss hubs?
Yes, I'm going to the St. Gallen Swiss hub.
Excellent. We look forward to the call as well. It's such a treat to be able to connect up with people from all over the world and all of our friends from Europe. It's great.
We have another caller.
Thanks
on
for
the line.
Calling in today, Stephanie.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, John. Are you there?
I am.
Nice to hear your voice again. It's been quite a while since we've spoken.
It's been a few months, yes.
Tell people where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Winnipeg, Canada.
Winnipeg, Canada. Well, congratulations on the Winter Olympics.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I wasn't responsible personally, but I appreciate the good wishes.
Yeah, it was just sweet to see people who worked so hard in their lives excel.
It was wonderful. It was a lot of fun. The whole country had a lot of fun, and it was great.
That's awesome.
Great. So do you have a question for us, John?
I do.
Yes, please.
I love this idea of gravity because it gives you that immediate feedback, and it's non-judgmental. I struggle with work because I find that work, I'm just inundated with 100 things coming at me at once, and I've got to strategize, and I've got to plan for the future, and at the same time, I've got to deal with the present.
Can I stop you for a second, John?
Sure.
You have a no that you're not aware of. So you say 100 things come at you at once. But, see, you have preferences as to what you want to get accomplished. And I understand this. Everybody has preferences. But you think that your preferences should override your universe's demands. Are we there?
Yep.
Okay, good. So, you see, like if a phone call comes in, you hold it as an intrusion rather than your universe is prompting you on the next most important thing that you need to deal with. It may not fit your logic system, but anything that you resist persists. So, we're coming to a break now, John. Mm-hmm. So,
can you come back with us after the break?
Oh yeah,
good.
Okay.
So stick around, and we'll talk about this because this is good stuff. This is stuff that most people struggle with.
Yeah, everybody, come on back. Don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call on us.
ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We're speaking with John from Winnipeg, Canada. You still there, John?
I am.
I have a question for you, John. So, John, you were talking about how you have all these things coming at you at work, and you need to be able to manage them. And I was wondering, the language you speak, is it your first language, English?
Yes.
So did you where did you learn English from?
Oh, well, my environment.
That's right, your parents, your school. You learn to speak the language you learn from the environment you grew up in. Now, the people in that environment, had they mastered handling their physical universe, like the things they had to do, so that they were always...
At ease and not stressed.
At ease and not stressed, exactly.
No.
In fact... you learn to be stressed to fit in with the rest of the people in your world.
Yeah, I probably did.
Right. But it's so automatic that you don't even see it. It's so transparent because it's so much a part of the fabric of the culture you grew up in. You don't even see that this is learned resistance to handling what comes up next. You know, we've been away, and I was walking down the stairs in my from our office down to our the main floor of our home, and I noticed that there was some dust underneath one of the pieces of furniture in my fly tying area. And as I walked by, I walked by once and noticed it, and the second time I moved the piece of furniture and took the vacuum and cleaned up underneath there. And what's interesting is now I have no attention on that anymore. It no longer pulls on me. I bet you there are dozens of little incompletions in your environment that pull on you regularly, and you don't even notice them because you've pushed them aside to get done what you think you must get done. And they keep coming around. It's called karma. Like the light bulb that you haven't changed, and you spend time every day talking to yourself about it, and then you complain you don't have enough time in your day?
Yeah.
You know, the challenge is that when you are in the flow of work, it's as if the work carries you along in a current. And if you have those little incompletions, you think you don't have the time now, you'll get it done later, and you just don't have any idea how much that eats on you. Where when you're going faster and faster and have more and more, just slowing down and completing something simple. Like for me, the other day, I opened up my left desk drawer, and I have a number of things in there, including a bunch of different size and color Post-it pads. And by simply straightening how they had gotten all disheveled when I pulled the drawer open and closed, it's like it quiets not only something in the drawer, it completes something, so it's not like karma to come back to, but it quiets something inside of me at the same time. It's simple.
And that's what I struggle with, just being pulled in all these directions simultaneously. And some of which I have choice over, but some of which, I mean, if I'm sitting there and someone comes to me and they need my help, then I have to respond to that immediately, and it interrupts my flow. And
but you see, that's what I'm saying, John. It doesn't have to interrupt your flow. That can be the direction of your flow. You see, here's the thing. You're purposeful. You're directed. You want to get certain things accomplished. And on some levels, that's a wonderful trait because it got you through school, got you through medical school or dental school. You know, it handled so many things being directed like that and being on purpose. But the reality of it is that life shows up moment to moment, and sometimes things call your attention, and you can either resent and complain that you have to do the next thing that's making a demand on you, like somebody coming up to you and asking you to do something, or you can do it and then come back to what you had to do, and it can be an effortless flow rather than a complaint that you have to change what you're doing. You could be a yes to how your life is showing up as opposed to seeing life as an intrusion.
Well, talking about gravity pulls water in a river downstream. It pulls it down toward the lowest point. And if water comes upon a rock, it flows around the rock. If the banks of the river change, it follows the flow of the bank. But what happens with you is you're not thinking like gravity. You think that that person is not supposed to have walked in and that interrupts your flow. That's just a curve in the bank of your day.
Yeah, no, I'm resisting that.
I know you are.
But you know, what's really interesting is how much you're thinking about what we're saying rather than just listening.
I don't know if you can hear the gap, but I'm sure the listeners can. It's almost like you're no longer on the line for a minute because you really aren't. You're thinking. You are so smart. That thinking has to slow you down.
It really does, because we say something and then there's a gap between what we say and when you respond because you've thought it through. You think everything through, and that's been an amazing asset for you. But there's a possibility you can just listen without having to think about it. There's a possibility you can just see what's needed and wanted from your environment and do it without resisting doing it. And the resistance to doing something takes the time. The doing of it takes very little time.
I know John. He came in December, not having met us before. He leapt in and came and did a course in New York City. We had the luxury to chat with him a little bit on the break, and he was telling us about things that happened for him since then. And a lot of what happens when you come to a course is unexpected. You can't expect what you get.
You can't imagine what's possible because you can only imagine from what you already know.
And I want to let you know, all know, part of the reason why we do a business course each year is because so much of our lives, so much of our lives are built around business and things like what John's asking about today. In May, we are doing transformational time and project management in New York City on the 15th and 16th. I wholeheartedly recommend it because, as you can hear with John, you know what we're saying has accuracy in it, but that doesn't necessarily right now in this conversation resolve the struggle about it inside John because he's so habituated to it. And that's one of the beauties of weekends is you get a chance to just hang out, relax, not be pressured to get something over with in a 15-minute chat or an hour radio show. And it allows you the luxury to settle into you and discover a transformational time frame. So I just wanted to mention that and invite you all to step into that, to step up if it's something that you're interested in. You still with us, John?
Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was listening.
Good.
That's very cool.
This has been very good. You think you're doing a certain thing, and you realize you're not.
Yeah, well, you can only see what you can see through the system of seeing that you know, and then nothing else is possible. So then you get frustrated by life apparently disagreeing with what you want to get accomplished.
And
John,
we have to end.
That's right. I just look and I see that we got a message from our engineer that we're run out of time.
So we'll,
thank you so much for calling
and
in.
Thank you all for tuning in.
Right.
We'll be back next week. Come on back.
Share our show with other people.
Yeah, it makes it easier when you have a community around you. Come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.